Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. And we have Larry on his mountaintop. How you doing, Larry?
Hey, Stuart, polishing those spyglasses up a little.
I guess so, with everything that's going on. And I want to start off by reading Isaiah chapter 17, a little bit of it, because of what we're watching, folks, appears to be the beginnings of it. The burden of Damascus, behold, Damascus is taken away from being a city, and it shall be a ruinous heap. I'm going to go to 3. The fortress shall cease from Ephraim, and the kingdom from Damascus, and the remnant of Syria. They shall be as the glory of the children of Israel, saith the Lord of hosts. In that day it shall come to pass that the glory of Jacob shall be made thin, and the fatness of his flesh shall wax lean, which indicates this is going to be a really nasty battle. But I'm going to jump to verse 12. Woe to the multitude of many people, which make a noise like the noise of the seas, and to the rushing of the nations that make a rushing like the rushing of many waters. The nations shall rush like the rushing of many waters, but God shall rebuke them, and they shall flee far off, and shall be chased as the chaff of the mountains before the wind, and like a rolling thing before the whirlwind. I wanted to stop there because this indicates a gathering of all the nations in the region of the Middle East. And we already are watching that happen. And from all the intel that we're getting, Larry, I guess, I don't know, it doesn't sound too good. Now, yesterday, before the ceasefire, Hal Turner had on M75 missiles were loaded and aimed at Tel Aviv. They were going to launch that night unless Israel halts the Gaza operations. Hezbollah now said they're preparing missile attacks against Tel Aviv from the Golan Heights and from Lebanon as Israel battles hundreds of rockets. Now I understand it's over 1,000. Is that true? That were actually launched?
I'm not really sure on the number. The latest I've seen is like 800 or you know, something like that. So I'm not sure. It may be over 1,000.
What's the latest of what's going on over there that you can report on?
Well, the latest is very interesting because Netanyahu apparently did call a halt to the Israeli forces, and they moved no further, and everything went quiet. And, you know, it's kind of interesting because Depkafile posted today, said Iran's Batter 3 missile used against Israel first time by the Palestinians in a rocket offensive, said the last Hamas rocket attack left 4 Israeli dead, 250 Israelis injured. Now, here's some headlines from Drudge. Now, he really had a lot of this about noon today. Number one, it says, USA warns Iran, Tehran planning attack, tensions over oil route. Israel passed White House intelligence on an Iranian plot. Bibi criticized for Hamas truce. Bibi says, it's not over. What do you think?
Well, I guess I'm not sure why Israel does this all the time. They get attacked, they start a response, and then they stop it. And there's a pattern here, and there's something going on. I don't know if the Lord's putting a stop to it or somebody higher than Netanyahu's putting a stop. Somebody's putting a stop to this. You can't continually attack. Normally, you would not continually attack a nation with multitudes of missiles and not respond. What I'm getting at is he has constantly stopped a response. Now, this time, a lot of Israelis were either injured or killed, including his IDF troops. I don't see how that's going to go over very good with the Israeli people or the Israeli military, because all he's doing is allowing Hamas and all these other enemies restock and get ready to kill more Israelis. That'd be like Canada and Mexico launching missiles into Minneapolis or St. Paul or Houston, Texas, or something like that. And they do it pretty much on a constant basis, but we don't do anything in return. I don't know what's going on. It's strange to me. That's all I can say about it. It doesn't seem normal. When you have 800 missiles launched at you with the pure intent of killing Israel, and we know from Psalm 83, I know a lot of people think Psalm 83 is a war. It is not a war. It is an attitude that leads to Isaiah 17, that leads to Daniel 8, that leads to Ezekiel 38:39. Psalm 83 talks about an attitude. Let us drive Israel into the sea. Let her be remembered no more. That's an attitude. And that's that hardened attitude that leads to the wars. And I can't believe Netanyahu does not understand what the final end result of this is. Now, maybe he's just trying to put it off. I mean, I'll give the guy credit that way, but I just don't understand this at all. Not when you've got 900 missiles bombarding and killing your people and you don't do anything about it. Basically, oh, well, we knocked out a few places here and there. When does this come to the, who was it that had that vision?
Henry Grover.
He said they finally do get sick of it and go in and annihilate the Palestinians. And of course, then the United Nations and the whole world is up at arms because Israel annihilated, or which they would call today genocide. But you know, the God of the Old Testament did genocide, you know. He said, go in there and kill all these people, men, women, and children. Wipe them out because they're nothing but trouble. Now, to you and I, we would say, boy, that's harsh. That's cruel. But the Lord's point of view and mankind's point of view are totally different. I try to get into that in the Matrix series in Book 1 and Frequency. The Lord has a much higher thought pattern than humanity does. And I can't imagine he's going to put up with this much longer, but I don't know. That's just my take. What do you think on that? How long can they keep doing this and giving a peace, you know, a ceasefire?
Well, what may be, and there's been some surface today of news in mainstream media, mostly Fox and One America News, talking about the forces that have been sent into, you know, the Iranian region, including, you know, carrier task forces and bombers, because, you know, now we know B-52 bombers are involved. And the focus on every bit of this seems like Iran. And I had read some, I think it was last night, I read a report. Well, let me just read these real quick here.
Sure.
This is some headlines. This is a DEPCA file. Netanyahu slammed for continuing to duck a decisive beginning on military moves against Gaza terror. Then these three now are from Hal Turner. Really interesting here. says intelligence information developed by various electronic signals and covert means reveals round of trouble in Israel is far from over. Then it also reports current ceasefire in Israel is only in a lull as Iran preps its proxy groups for coordinated attacks on Israel. And then also you have something that most people wasn't aware of till at least today. Multi-front combat is expected as B-52 bombers launch from the UK staging area to the Middle East. So, Stuart, and by the way, what's also interesting is the report, Drudge Headline was clear in reporting that Israel had passed on intelligence they had, apparently indicating a Iranian plot to not only attack Israel through the proxies first, but then also, and I saw it on One America News and I believe it was Fox Business earlier this evening, that they're now, this intel is revealing the Iranian plans that they were going to come out in a rage and literally attack all American bases and ships in the whole region, and also close the Hormuz and the Suez Canal. And so is it possible that this Israeli intelligence has caused Netanyahu to have to pause? Because the minute he starts attacking or sends a ground force into Gaza or begins against Gaza, you know the North, Lebanon, the Hezbollah, are going to fire 200,000 missiles on him from the North. So he's going to have Hamas firing from the South and Hezbollah firing from – so this is going to be a big war if it ever ignites, Stuart. What do you think, Daniel 8?
Well, he may. That's a good point. He may be waiting because maybe the U.S. told him to hold off until we get there and get all of our assets in position. And if it is really, if the target is Syria, because we know Iran is behind all this, or at least that's what everybody's told. I don't believe anything really anymore. I question everything because I remember what happened when we were making Iraq the bad guy. And all they had all these weapons of mass destruction, and they were going to do this, and they were going to do that. And so we went in there only to find out it was all made up. It was just one of those things that General Wesley Clark, who was at NATO at the time, it came to Washington and said we were going to overthrow 5 or 7 nations in the Middle East to set up, of course, the bioregion over there. That's part of, I don't know if people are aware of it, but the United Nations, the Club of Rome, through the United Nations, or at least they're kind of a UN subgroup, divided the world into 10 bioregions, to be ruled over by 10 bioregion kings. And the 11th is the Antichrist. So this was all part of the plan, and what's going on in the Middle East is really a consolidation of power for that bioregion. I can't remember if that bioregion is number 3 or 4. We're number 1. I think it's probably 4, it's the Middle East. I'd have to get out a map and look at it. But I don't think they've changed their strategy. So it may be that Netanyahu is told, tone it down, wait until we get in position. We're not ready yet. That would make total sense. But I can understand why they would slam him for stopping this when he's, you know, they've killed. How many people got killed in that? And I know a whole bunch of people, like 400 or 200, got wounded.
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway, what you just said, multi-fronted combat, expected B-52s launched from the U.K. staging area to Middle East, USS Abraham Lincoln Aircraft Carrier Strike Group expedited to the region. Now, that'll give us two big carrier strike groups there. Without warning, on Friday, Hamas began their missile barrages. Then the B-52s are deployed. All seems to be tied to current Iranian actions. This is from Hal Turner. There is a very big concern with Iran right now, as you might all likely have seen on the news. The talk is a multi-fronted combat. When the intelligence community speaks of multi-fronted combat, they mean Gaza, Golan Heights, West Bank, Lebanon, plus the Persian Gulf, particularly the Strait of Hormuz, the Red Sea, inside Syria, and potentially elsewhere. According to chatter intercepted by SIGINT, I think that's the way the SIGINT, I guess, circuits, there is growing evidence that Hezbollah is successfully being pulled into a coming future conflict with Israel. Thus, what we see right now as a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is just a lull, because the main event is yet to come, and very soon. That's kind of interesting news. And go ahead. Go ahead, comment.
Oh, I was just in agreement with you. That kind of lays it out pretty well as far as, and that's signals intelligence, you know, communications, et cetera. There's a lot of chatter right now because there's a lot going on both sides.
Yeah, and Bolton, U.S. carrier sent to Mideast to warn Iran, says here that the U.S. is deploying a carrier strike group. Well, that's not just a carrier, that's the whole group. And a bomber task force to the Middle East with a message to Iran. Now, this is the interesting part. He said that any attack on U.S. interests or its allies will be met with unrelenting force. Confirming Debka Files' report last month on the arrival of the USS Abraham Lincoln carrier and strike group in the waters opposite Syria. Now, when did we send those F-35 stealth fighters over to United Arab Emirates? That was, what, a month ago?
Two or three weeks ago, it seems like. I don't know. A lot's been going on. But, yeah, and you don't use those F-35s just freelance. I mean, there's a plan if you've sent 35 of them.
Yeah, and of course, we've had our targets on Iran. They got to topple Iran. They wanted to topple Syria. Now, I got a feeling that the Lord has other plans for all this. And of course, the God factory is not ever put into the equation, unfortunately, for America. And the plans of the global deep state to set up this bioregion over there and their puppet kings may just not go too well. And it's kind of interesting how all this is going to work out. It said there, of course, this is going to the public. And this is what bothers me, Larry. When they generally start talking about this on TV, on your mainstream lying media, propaganda media channels, and unfortunately I have to include most of Fox News on that, when they start going public with all this, they're generally setting up the citizens for a war. So Turner's probably right that this is just an absolute small little lull. Everybody gets into position and then the fire starts. Do you think that's a correct assessment on his part?
That sounds reasonable. And it appears a lot of the intelligence and insider information seems to back that up. You know, this appears to be, you know, they're getting ready for a really big one to break out, and you're going to see missiles and stuff coming from all, and probably even out of Syria, into Israel. And at that time, you know, you can talk how big you think this might be, but it could be beginnings of World War III. You're talking a big deal over there.
Well, you know, if Israel has what do they call that? The Samson option?
Yeah.
Where basically, if we're going to go down, we're taking everybody with us. which is, you know, I mean, I guess you can, the Lord's not going to let that happen. But if you read Isaiah 17 carefully, you find out that Israel does take awful, awful losses in this upcoming battle. And that's probably when they strike Damascus, which is nothing but a proxy of Iran in the first place. And didn't we hear a couple of years ago that all the chemical and biological rocket warheads were found were in Damascus?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, did we ever hear they were removed? I didn't.
Well, we there were rumors that they were being removed, but I don't believe any of that.
Yeah, so all they'd have to do is launch one chemical warhead or biological warhead, and I think BB would have no choice but to annihilate Damascus totally from off the face of the earth. And you know what's interesting is, folks, if you read Isaiah chapter 17, when that battle finally comes, it's very, very short, very quick. It's over with. But then you want to read Isaiah chapter 18, which I believe firmly, after studying it out, is a reference to the United States. And if you go into Ezekiel chapter 38, when the military of Gog, Magog, and all the allies are on the mountains of Israel, they're already in Israel. And that's when Gog has this thought, comes into his head, an evil thought. Let us go up to the land of unwalled villages, to them that are at rest, to them that are at peace. Israel at that point in time is not at rest. They are not at peace. So this is somebody else. And if you go into Isaiah and you go into Jeremiah 50, 51 and Revelation 18, you find out immediately who it is that they're going to go up and neutralize. It's the United States. And it seems to me that what we don't know, and I don't, Larry's a lot sharper at these kind of things than I am. We don't still know, though, do we, Larry, about Isaiah 17 versus Daniel 8. That's still kind of up in the air as to which triggers which, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's it certainly is, because we don't know whether they begin to hit Israel with all these missiles and Israel just simply removes Damascus with a couple of nukes, which would possibly bring either a pause in the war, or it would cause Daniel 8 to immediately happen, and then you would see, apparently, the U.S. or allies, et cetera, a large missile barrage coming, you know, over Syria into Iran from apparently from the Mediterranean. But you don't know which one's which. You don't know whether one's going to start first, or that maybe they'll all happen side by side, simultaneously to some degree.
Yeah, I'm beginning to wonder that myself, if this doesn't just trigger it all in one big swoop, because there's argument over who Gog Magog is. Some say it's Turkey, and others say it's Russia. I believe it more pointing to Russia, because they are the ones who are arming all of their allies down there. And in Ezekiel, it talks about be a guard unto them. Basically, you know, you got the treaties, you're arming them. So when this comes, you're going to have to honor those treaties, and you're going to have, those are the hooks in the jaws. Now, Putin's kind of laying back in the weeds. And he's, I think he's lying to Trump, just like Kimmy is. And I don't know exactly how gullible Trump is. We'll find out. But what's the deal in Venezuela? I know Putin said, well, we don't have any interest in Venezuela. We don't want to get involved. Well, they got an island out there. They got a military base. They've been pouring in troops and military equipment. So I know he's lying about that part of it. Is there any more news on Venezuela?
The only thing that I've heard since yesterday is a new report that Guaido is now contemplating issuing a call from the Venezuelan parliament requesting United States troops enter the situation and remove Maduro and Russia.
Yeah, I read an interesting article, too, and I'll put it out there just so that people can put that in the back of their mind. But I was reading an article where they said deep state might take out Guaido and blame that on Maduro, and that would give them a pretext to invade. I kind of question whether they would do something like that, but hey, they don't mind killing anybody if it advances their cause. Just a thought. The world's in a lot of tension right now, folks, just exactly on time. Here we are coming up on Israel's end of the 70th year, moving rapidly into the 71st. After 70 years, he says, I'm going to be dealing with some people. So this is really a heads up. I want to close with, have you got anything else, Larry, you want to bring up?
No, I was just going to mention at the same time this is all happening and America needs to make clear decisions. We don't have a functioning government. I mean, some people may disagree with what I just said, but I personally believe we do not have a functioning government in Washington, D.C.
Well, the Bible says the same thing. The Bible says the government basically implodes. It can't function. It can't do anything right, and this is exactly where we are, and it's just too bad. And Cory Booker, folks, everybody thinks, well, you know, there's no problem. Trump can win easily in 2020. I wouldn't be so sure about that. But here is something that we need to look at. Cory Booker proposes national gun licensing program. Now, this is what they do in every nation. This is what the communists do. And Booker is a communist. So there's no question in my mind at all about that. What he wants to do is make people register. They have to go in. They have to undergo certain requirements, blah, blah, blah. He wants to ban all the assault weapons, blah, blah, blah. Well, obviously. So at the same time we're having a war and an invasion of the United States, the communists like Booker and Pelosi and all the rest of them, they want to take your guns. Well, what they do is they get you to register first, then they confiscate those guns because they know exactly who's got what, and then the murdering of the masses of the people begins. That's what they've done in every nation that they've taken over. If the American people are so stupid they give up their gun rights, then they deserve exactly what they're going to get. And I fear that the American people basically are that stupid. I hope not. And I hope they wake up to what's happening to them. And in some ways, it looks like they are. And hopefully that continues. But I wanted to bring that up because this is all part of the United Nations. It's all part of State Department document 7277. Go look it up. It's on the web. You can download it and read it for yourself. It's a total disarmament of the American people and the American military, for that matter. We're heading in that direction, folks. Anyway, if something goes down, we'll certainly let you know. I did have to curtail the Night Shadows radio. I took it down. I can't afford it. Nobody was going there. Nobody was reading anything. I'm not going to waste my time. I'm not going to waste your time. I'm not going to waste any more money on that kind of thing. So anyway, it's inoperative. I had to take it down for nobody wanted to see it. So that's the way it is. And this is going to happen all over. And censorship, by the way, when we get on Wednesday, we'll talk about that. The censorship by the high-tech people like Google, YouTube, Facebook, et cetera, Twitter is reaching an all-time high. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on, and we'll see everybody Wednesday if we have enough news to do something. Otherwise, we'll see you all on Friday. So take care. Heads up. Things are really not looking very good this lull is probably, I don't know, false, I guess. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry. Take care, everyone. Heads up. Night.